Glory to you, God, whose power working in us right now is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Good morning. I imagine each of you might have these questions once in a while in your heart. Who are you, Jesus? Where are you leading me, God? What are you trying to tell me? Now, the Jewish leaders in today's gospel came right out and asked Jesus their most pressing question. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. We, like the people who surrounded Jesus that winter day, want simple, easy to understand, black and white answers to our questions about life, God, and Jesus. But here's the problem. The trouble with talking plainly about the things of God is that the things of God are anything but plain. Concepts about life and God are hard to grasp. So Jesus often used images to describe who he was and who God was. So in this gospel today, Jesus draws upon the imagery of sheep and a shepherd. Now, many of us don't want to think of ourselves as sheep because we have this notion that sheep are dumb. Well, sheep have gotten a bad rap. They are not dumb. Maybe cowboys spread that rumor. Sheep are different than cows. Cows need to be pushed and prodded into the direction they need to go. Cowboys hoot and holler and crack their whips, guiding their herd of cattle, forcing the cows in the direction they want. If you did that to sheep, they would keep getting out of line to get behind you because sheep like to be led. You push cows, you lead sheep. And sheep would prefer not to be solo. They belong to a flock, and a flock of sheep enjoy and recognize the voice of one shepherd. So sheep and shepherds have a special relationship. Shepherds make certain sounds that give their sheep direction. It might be a clucking sound, or a two-note sound, or a particular short sound from a flute. So it is the particular sound or voice of the shepherd that leads sheep into the field to graze and then calls them back home. When they hear their shepherd's voice, the sheep follow, and they follow no other voice but the special sounds and voice of their shepherd. I therefore treasure this flute. It was the flute my grandfather played for his flock of sheep when he was a shepherd in Croatia as a teenager. Several years ago, I felt I'd walked into the time of Jesus. I was in the Holy Land. I witnessed Bedouin shepherds in Palestine leading their little flocks of sheep to their watering holes. I heard as many different sounds and voices as there were shepherds. As the sheep were lapping up the water, the shepherds stood around talking to each other. When a shepherd thought his sheep had its fill, you could see them move away from the chaos, make a certain sound, and all of a sudden his flock would separate and follow. The rest of the remaining sheep just contently kept drinking away until their shepherd called them. This sheep and shepherd analogy is beautiful and powerful. Jesus knows his flock. His flock hears him and follows. Witnessing what Jesus said and did led many to follow him. And they became a part of a flock that God initiated from and for all eternity. But that group of Jewish leaders further pressed Jesus for a plain answer to his identity. And these questioners did not expect the answer that Jesus gave. Jesus said, "You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep." Jesus says to his demanding inquirers that he has told them plainly. His answer to them is to remember what he has done, his works, his miracles. He is more than a title. Jesus' identity must be experienced, and that is at the heart of this analogy of sheep and shepherds. We belong to the flock of Jesus Christ through baptism. We are each known by name. We are each loved for who we are. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And in this gospel, Jesus promises, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." So no matter where you are on your spiritual journey, you are a part of the flock. No matter what challenges or hardships, distractions or problems you face, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. But what if your place in this flock, the church? Where are you in relationship to the shepherd? I would like you to imagine right now a huge flock of sheep. Imagine it in your mind. Hundreds, maybe thousands of sheep. And try to imagine a shepherd in front of this huge flock. And try to picture Jesus as that shepherd. Where are you in this flock? Are you trying to get as close as you can to the shepherd? Or are you hanging back, straggling along with your friends, making no extra effort? At the back of the flock, you can barely hear the voice of the shepherd. So is it enough to allow yourself to just doodle along? Our challenge is to hear and follow the voice of God for yourself, and not just follow along because the rest of us are. Each of us needs to listen and to respond to God personally. But how? How do we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd? First of all, we need to believe that God did not stop speaking to us 2,000 years ago when the last gospel and epistle were written. God is not stale. God is not like a candle that burns out. Secondly, Jesus promised that no one can snatch us out of the Father's hand. We are in God's hands, and the Father and Jesus are one. Their purpose is the same. They're on the same page together. Each one of us has eternal life now. And we will never perish. I wonder if we really believe this to our toes. We have eternal life now, and we will never perish. So the second part of this relationship is that we need to believe that our relationship with God is real. We need to experience it for ourselves. We need to lift our heads above the rest of the sheep who are grazing and walking along and pick up the pace and get involved. Thirdly, the gospel of Jesus is about living. It is about life. And all of us are invited to live our lives not at 50% or 60% of our potential, but at 100%, to live life with fullness. This does not mean get busier, to try to squeeze one more thing in your already packed lives. This invitation to fullness of life is about quality, not quantity. This quality of life, this fully embracing our potential and experiencing the fullness of life, is only possible if we are fully in touch with God. So the fourth aspect of being in the flock of Christ is to be in touch with God by listening. We have to learn how to listen to God. To listen so deeply that we are filled with God's power and peace. Do we know how to listen to God? Do we know what God's voice sounds like? I think it begins with silence. I once saw a beautiful poster of majestic trees, huge trees like sequoias. Inscribed on this poster were the following words: "If you cannot understand my silence, you will not understand my words." In nature, it seems, we easily fall silent. We just listen and look. Therefore, our listening to God needs to include some silence, so we can tune into the presence of God. With God, we need to listen with the ears of our hearts. God's voice is within us and outside of us. God's voice echoes where there is love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, tolerance, forgiveness, hope. And listen in the moments that your heart is touched in any worship service and receive that moment. Or when your heart is touched by beautiful music or an inspiring book or movie. That stirring in your heart is you hearing the voice of God in you. Trust it. And if you feel a particular word or phrase or image speak to you, then chew on it like sheep and get all that you can out of it. Trust that the Good Shepherd is leading each one of us, even when we don't know how we're going to handle what lies ahead or what it is we are to do. Thomas Merton wrote a prayer that captures the essence of trust in God. I invite you to pray with this prayer for yourself or with someone you love right now. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. So be patient with yourself, and while you are at it, be patient with the rest of us in the flock. Stick with the flock. It is where the good shepherd may be found, and it is your best bet, not only for survival, but to find life abundantly. Amen.